The next attribute, number 25, is Hamakir es Mekomo. A person must know his or her place. Before getting into the specifics of how the different Mefarshim explain this Mida, it's worth noting that a number of the commentaries suggest that it is actually this specific Mida, this trait, which marks a transition, that the previous one is the was the completion of the first half of the Kinyanim, and now beginning with Makir Es Mekomo until the conclusion of the Braisa and the listing of all 48 Kinyanim, this marks now the beginning of a second category. What is the difference between the first and the second groups? So actually, three different suggestions are made. Rav Yaakov Emden in his Lechem Shamayim suggests that the previous 24 midos, the first group, the first category, were avos, things that he says a person must do to acquire Torah. However, starting with Makir Es Mekomo, these are now going to be attributes that a chacham will acquire as a result of his chachma, not the prerequisite, but in fact the result. So for example, if a person has humility, which we previously saw, then Makir Es Mekomo, now he will have, as a result, know his place. So that's the Lechem HaShemayim suggests that this begins the second category, the second stage, which are results of Torah. The Medrash Shmuel, however, makes a different suggestion, and this is based on a diuk he makes that started with Hamakir Es Mekomo. Not all, but many of the subsequent midos, there's a change in the syntax. Now many of these attributes have the prefix of a hey, the hey hayidia. And what is the purpose? Hamakir Es Mekomo, not just someone who is Makir Es Mekomo, but Hamakir Es Mekomo. So this change is meant to refer to the fact that a person who possesses this particular trait. And the reason that there's a focus on the person, the one who recognizes his place, for example, is because, says the Medrash Shmuel, these are traits which are very rare, found in very few people, and therefore the prefix, the Hei Hayidia, denotes something or someone who is unique and special. So according to the Medrash Shmuel, it's not a fundamental distinction, but rather these many, if not all, of the subsequent midos, including the one we're discussing today, are more rare and therefore more special. Lastly, Rabbi Lau, with his Yachel Yisrael, suggests that whereas the first half of the Kinyanim were traits necessary for learning, but the second half, starting with Hamakir Es Mekomo, are traits that will assist a person in being mekayim his learning, how not to forget and how to best use learning that a person already possesses. So not a prerequisite, but rather something that can be used to actualize one's already acquired learning. Be that as it may, whichever of these three perushim we prefer, this particular attribute, this trait, is known as Hamakir Es Mekomo, and there are a number of different interpretations for what exactly the Braisa is coming to teach us. So the Tiferes Yisrael in Os Tzadi Aleph says this is referring to Ratzal Lomar Midas Shifluso, Sha'adzei Zeyeh Anav, Vagam Aidei Zeyis Amel Harbos Chachma. In other words, says the Tiferes Yisrael, a person has to recognize his own failings and inadequacies, the things in which he simply has not accomplished yet, that which are his limitations. And that will lead to humility, which in turn ultimately will lead to extra effort and motivation and amelus to learn. In other words, know your place. Know who you are, but know who you're not. That will serve as motivation. The Maharal in the Derech HaChaim, in one of his interpretations, he has a number of interpretations, as we will see, but in one of his interpretations, says something very similar, and he says that basically it means the same idea, and after all, the flip side is if you have a misplaced sense of worth, then you will not continue to study hard because you feel that you have already reached the pinnacle. A second, or should I say another interpretation, which is somewhat similar, also coming from the Maharal himself, is that You have to know your milos, you have to know who you are. Makir es makamo, a person must know his place, know who you truly are. But not because of the motivation factor, but rather because, as a theme that we've seen in the Maharal many times in this series, that these are midos which make a person fit for housing Torah on a metaphysical level. And similarly, he says, if a person is dishonest with himself about who he is, you don't have your true erech ma'al aso v'chisron oso, you don't know your true good points and weaker points, if you're toeh b'atzmo, you're mistaken in this, then the Torah will not be ru'uya lios b'makom tos. The Torah is not simply, it's not appropriate if you have an inaccurate self-perception. That itself disqualifies you as a kli, as it were, to house the Torah. After all, he says, rak Torah emesi. Torah is truth, and therefore it needs to be housed in a person who has truth. And lastly, all in this same vein of know your place, know your true self-worth, know your milos, know your chesronos, so the Maharal as well says, im toa ba'atmo, kahu toa ba'kama dvarim medivrei Torah. That for some reason, perhaps one could give a logical, rational explanation, perhaps this is somewhat metaphysical or supernatural, but if you make mistakes in your self-evaluation, so that's an indication that you also likely make mistakes in your analysis of Torah. So whether it's the idea of motivation, know your limitations, know where you're weak so you can be motivated to work harder, have a metaphysical appropriate house for Torah, or not mistakenly self-identify, which will lead to mistakes in your learning. In sum, all of these were different variations, but the importance that all of these previous interpretations highlight is the importance of self-awareness, being honest with yourself. And I know for myself, both in my own life, but also certainly in my teaching and in rabbinate, sometimes I can say without a doubt that this is one of the most crucial ingredients that a person can have, that self-awareness, for good and for bad, as the Mefarshim are pointing out. But you would think it's obvious or self-evident, but in fact, like many forms of common sense, it is often rare. And it's hard to exaggerate just how important an honest self-awareness and self-evaluation is. And all three of these different interpretations are really variations on that same major theme. Our first interpretation, Makir es makomo, know yourself vis-a-vis yourself, just in and of itself having an accurate self-perception. Other Mefarshim explain in a different vein, Makir es makomo, as you relate to other people. So for example, the Medrash Shmuel in one of his interpretations says, know your place and therefore relate respectfully when you're in front of Gedolim. Rabbi Lau, echoing this theme, mentions that this is in fact a very good way to start this now second half of the Pirkei Avos, in light of the second part of our Kinyanei Torah, as the Mishnah previously in Pirkei Avos and Parakei, when it lists seven different traits which distinguish a chacham from someone who, let's just say, is not, one of the things right away the Mishnah tells us there is chacham einu medaber bifnei mishu hu gadol mimenu b'chachma. A smart person doesn't speak when someone who's even smarter than him, more knowledgeable than him, is in his presence. If you're in the presence of someone who knows more than you, who's greater than you, the smart thing to do is to listen and not to talk. So Makir es makomo, says the Medrash Shmuel. Know how to act when you're in front of people greater than you. Rav Avadji Yosef, in his commentary on Anaf Eitz Avos, also says that our Mida is talking about how you relate to other people, but not so much even in their lifetime, but rather when you're confronting with and grappling with previous sources from earlier authorities, even if it doesn't make sense to you, and even if you want to argue on it, but one must do so with utter and extreme humility. As examples of this, we quote both the Ramban, who in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubos Taf Nundalid, after citing a previous source, says, Afal Pish Inza Mechuvar, even though I don't really understand this, Anu Nos Nim Rashenu Tachas Kapos Ragli HaRishonim. We bow our heads under the feet of the Rishonim who came before us. The Ramban, bowing his head. or Rabbi Kiva Eger, who very often in Chuvos, even when he disagrees or when he questions earlier authorities, but Rabbi Kiva Eger always introduces such comments with tremendous humility. Lo zachisi lohavin dvarav hakadoshim. I simply can't understand his holy words. Again, that leads usually Rabbi Kiva Eger into a question or a rejection, but it's not just a pose. It reflects a genuine and true sense of humility. Rav Avadja also quotes a remarkable interpretation of the Ben Ish Chai. The famed Ben Ish Chai also has a set of tshuvos known as the Rav Po'alim. In an introduction, he offers an interpretation of the well-known Maimer Chazal and Shabbos Taf Kof Yud Beis Amud Beis, Im Rishonim Kamalachim, if the Rishonim are like angels, then we are Ka'anashim, we are like human beings, like people. And if the Rishonim are like Anashim, then we are like regular chamorim, more like donkeys. So the Rav Paulim points out that this is not discussing or referring to something objective. Whatever they were, we're less. So if you want to call them angels, we can be people. If you want to call them people, then we're even less than people. Says the Ben Ish Chai, no. The Gemara is teaching us something more important and more profound, I would say, which is it's focusing on how we view ourselves in relation to those who came before us. If we view the Rishonim like Malachim, then in fact we are Anashim, we are people, because an essential characteristic of human beings are the ability to discriminate, and that shows that we properly understand our place. But Im Rishonim Ka'anashim, if we view them as merely regular men, just like us, then in fact we are like Chamorim, because that shows that we don't have the proper wisdom, the da'as, to discriminate. So again, this second group of interpretations focuses on makir es makomo, know your place, the way we sometimes use it colloquially. A person should know his or her place as opposed to, as in relation to other people. Know who's greater than you and know how to comport yourself, whether it's when talking to such people or around such people, or even when grappling with sources from earlier authorities. A third interpretation, which is popular among some of the Mefarshim, is not how it relates to yourself, not relating to yourself, your makom, your own talents, as we saw, not how you relate to other people, but rather how you relate to this world. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, for example, in the Ruach Chaim here in our Brisa, Yodea ki gufo l'ofer tashuv v'nafshu l'shamayim. Realize what is your makoma, what is your true place. Your true place ultimately is going to be Rima Vesolea, as the Mishnah in Perkei Avos in Perek Gimel says, Akiva ben Mahalel, Histakel v'shlosh advarim, he says you should look at the three things and you won't come to sin, where you come from, but the middle one being Ula'an Atahuleich. And where is that? L'makom afar Rima Vesolea. You're going to go to dirt, from dust we will come and dust we will return, eaten worm food, as it is sometimes said quite bluntly. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you realize, makir es makomo, know your place, know that you're eventually going back to the afar, im kein lemi na'a la'avod, la'guf o la'hanefesh. Your neshama is going to go up to Shemayim. Your body is going in the dirt 6 feet under, worm food, as we said. So what should you focus your life on? What should your life focus be? Im kein lemi na'a la'avod. Who should you be focused on? Who should you be serving, as it were? Your body or your soul? Of course, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos and Perek Daled, Olam Hazed Doma LaProzdor, this world is just an antechamber, also echoes this theme. In a similar vein, the Medrash Shmuel interprets this Mishnah, but if one looks carefully, I believe that he offers an important twist. The Medrash Shmuel actually, in this context, offers what I think are two different interpretations, but they're really complementary. The first thing the Medrash Shmuel says really is exactly like the Ruach Chaim, exactly like Chaim Volozhiner, that a person should always recognize his mekomoha amiti, his true place. Ke olam hazeh, this world is not our true place. We're just a ger, keger toshav, he says. We're just like a stranger in this world. And therefore, a person always has to remember, she has kir tamid es yom hamisa, the day of death, Ulan Hulech, Lamakam Afar Rima Visoleya. And why should you remember the place of death? Az Yichna Levavo Ha'arel, Az Yirtza, Vesanuach Balibo Dea Bina Bahaskel. If you focus on the fact that ultimately you're going to die and your body is going to go into the ground, so along the same lines as Chaim Volozhiner says, Medrash Shmuel, you're not going to be focusing on the fleeting pleasures of this world, but rather, which after all in the end are only temporary and can end up in the ground, but rather you're focused on the more eternal and timeless values of Dea, Bina, Vahaskel. Very similar to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. But if one thinks about it, this is really in the spirit of the extreme Ba'alei Musar, Shiflus Ha'adam. Think about the weakness, think about the miserable end that all human beings have, and that otherwise somewhat depressing knowledge will in fact hopefully motivate you to avoid and ignore the trappings of this world. However, the Medrash Shmuel then adds what I think is a second complementary interpretation. V'gam efshar shiramaz, but it may be complementary. It's also alluding to Shli Olam Yakir es Mekomo Hamyuchad lo Bagan Eden Tachas Kanfei Ashrina. No, remember that perhaps your body goes to the ground, but your neshama goes up to Shamayim, to the highest places in Gan Eden, right with Hashem's presence, the Shechina. Ubezeh yishtadel le'olam liknos tachlis hashlemus l'shula mekomo harishon asher mimenu chotzev. Then, if you realize that your neshama comes, it was hewn, it was chotzev, it was hewn from the Kisei HaKavod, from Hashem's chair, as it were, if that's where you come from and that's where you're going back, that means that's who you truly are. And that, says the Medrash Shmuel, is a petach l'sharei Torah. I would suggest that perhaps this second part of the Medrash Shmuel's presentation is more in the what we would call the slobodka sense of godless ha'adam, not motivating us to learn based on the shiflus, know your place, you're going to the ground, rather based on godless ha'adam, know where you come from. Come from the Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, you come from the Kisei HaKavod, and if that's the case, and that's where you come from, that's where you're going, so that would motivate us not by scaring us or depressing us, but motivate us by, so to speak, calling to our better angels, calling to the better part of our personality and our hopefully our more elevated motivations. An additional interpretation that is suggested again by a number of Mefarshim, notably the Medrash Shmuel, in yet another Perush. He has altogether, I believe, five interpretations of this Midah. So yet another one, in fact, the last one that he mentions, is what is Makir Es Mekomo? Mekomo refers to your place in the Beis Medrash. That is to say, a person should have a regular place in the Beis Medrash. If you just come every now and then to learn, as the Medrash Shmuel says, Imba Derech Arai Pam Yoshei B'Makom Zeba Pam B'Makom Acher. If you're an infrequent visitor to the Beis Medrash, you're not going to have a Makom Kavua, because you don't think of it that way, and you don't deserve one. You just come intermittently. But if you come every day, if you come regularly, then you will naturally, eventually have your own makom kavua, and you'll know where that is, and you'll look for that each time. That's what's being alluded to here. Makir es makomo, if you're a regular learner, if you go to the Beis Medrash on a regular basis, then you will have a place, and you'll be makir, you'll know your place. The Rif in the Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara talks about being kovea makom for davening, at least our girsa, but if you look in the Rif, on Daf Dalet and Aleph in the Dapei Arif, he says Kala kovea makom l'toroso, not just for davening, but there's an idea of a makom kavua for learning. And the Meiri there on that Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says it doesn't matter how smart you are, how easy learning comes to you. Afal pishad the motzei atzmo rachav lei v'kal havana u'bal zichronos. You have a great memory and quick apprehension and excellent analytical skills. Nevertheless, lo yakel ba'atzmo l'shulgvo makom l'toroso. Don't make light of this. Don't think it's not necessary to have a makom kavua. But rather, kala osa kein matzliach b'limudo. And if you do this, in fact, on the opposite, it will actually help in your learning. The note of Yehuda in his commentary to the Gemara Brachos previously on Davava Mabez, a different mimer which talks about Makom Kavua for davening. So he focuses on davening, but perhaps his interpretation is relevant to learning as well. Says the Tzlach there on Brachos Davava Mabez that the reason it's important to have a Makom Kavua for davening is Lefisha HaMakom Ahu Kivan Shehitpalel Sham Kana HaMakom Kedusha. Each time you daven there, that place obtains a certain level of holiness because you did something special there, you daven there. And therefore, when you come back the next day, shuv kishim espala pam shenis, tushis amokam esayelo shetkubel tfiloso, you'll have a certain divine inspiration and a divine assistance coming because of the extra elevated level of kedusha. which you generated by davening there previously. So perhaps we could suggest the same thing for learning. Not only might it help avoid distractions, but might there be other benefits from Rabbi Kavua? Might it be just a siman, just an indication that you're a serious person about Talmud Torah? After all, you have a place of learning. The Medrash Shmuel seemed to indicate that way. But perhaps in light of the Tzlach, and maybe this is what the Meiri was referring to as well, it's not just a siman, but a siba. It can be the cause, or at least a partial cause, for our success in learning, because the added kedusha that we've given to the place will help us in our future learnings. Those are the main interpretations of the attribute of this trait. I'll just mention very briefly two final ones. One, Rav Avadya Yosef, Nanaf Eitz Avos, Makir Es Mekomo. This is the classic advice for all public speakers, says Rav Avadya. You have to know your audience, Makir Es Mekomo. If they're learned, then you should teach them on a high level, Lamdas or Halacha Be'iyun. And if they're less learned, then teach them something that will be inspirational, but they can understand. But know your audience, Makir Es Mekomo. Know the place, know who you're speaking to, know who's sitting in front of you. And last but not least, Rabbi Lau has an interpretation in Yachel Yisrael that Makir Es Mekomo, make sure your learning has a firm basis. Your intellectual place should come from something solid. Don't just say things, you know, off the top of your head. But if you're going to say something, Makir Es Mekomo, know from where you're coming. Know the firm basis, have a firm basis, and be fully cognizant of that basis. And it's a little bit of a stretch in terms of interpretation, and it's certainly not the common understanding of this midah, but I do think, at least in my own experience, I've seen this many times, that this would be good advice for people young and old to follow. Very often people, for a variety of reasons, spout out all sorts of opinions and have shitos about all sorts of things, often sensitive and controversial things, but if you push them even just a little bit, they don't really have an understanding of where their shita comes from and what its basis is. Is it a good basis? Is it not a good basis? They're just parroting things they've heard, things they've grown up with. And Rabbi Lau is teaching us something very important. If you're going to open your mouth, or even if you're not opening your mouth, you just have shitas. It's an important thing in life. Know the basis of your shitos. It's important to have your shitos. You don't have to agree with everybody. You're allowed to have your own derech. You're allowed to follow this derech or that derech. But Makir Es Mekomo, know where it's coming from. Have a firm basis and know what that basis is. So just to very quickly wrap up, we saw that the main interpretation that we started with, at least, was know your place. Have, in the sense of, have an accurate self-perception, self-assessment, self-awareness of who you are. This will give you the proper motivation. You'll know what you need. You won't be exaggerating who you are, but in fact, you know your limitations. You know what's missing, and therefore you'll be motivated. Maharal had some more metaphysical understandings of this. The Torah needs to be in a true place. It can't be in a place that's dishonest. And then we saw a second group of interpretations, Makir Es Mekomo, vis-a-vis other people. That is to say, when you're in front of Gedolim, don't talk, or talk very respectfully, but really don't even talk, just listen. And when you're arguing with earlier sources, certainly do so with tremendous humility. Then we saw a third interpretation, Makir Es Mekomo, know your true place, which is Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba, either in the sense of Shiflus Adam, like the Ruach Chaim said in the first interpretation of Medrash Shmuel, you realize that in the end, we're all just going to the dirt, we're all going to be ant food, worm food, excuse me. So in that case, we're motivated not to focus on the pleasures of the body, but on more eternal things. But the Medrash Shmuel also added something more elevated, more inspiring. Gadlus Adam, know that our neshama comes from the highest place, know that our neshama will be returning to that highest place, and therefore we're motivated to seek out the things which are more consistent with who we truly are, our origins, and our destiny are up in Shemaim in Gan Eden. If that's where we come from and that's where we're going, in Gan Eden, by the Kisei HaKavod, that's who we truly are and that's what we should truly be focusing on. And then the last major interpretation we saw was the importance of a makom for learning, have a regular place in learning, either as a siman, that's a sign, an indication that you're a regular learner, only a person who's a masmid who learns regularly will have a makom kavua, or perhaps maybe it's even a Siba, it can, in and of itself, the regular makom can enhance your learning. And then we briefly saw two others, know your audience when you're speaking, and make sure your learning and your shitos, your positions, have a firm basis.